released this morning by the Eels. David did, actually.
I did. That's, yeah, my 90s choice for this morning.
Good morning to everyone listening on Absolute Radio 90s and also Absolute Radio 80s as well. And, of course, Absolute Radio, our latest, all the radio...
Absolute Radio 70s?
It's probably going to be coming soon.
Yeah.
And I think 50s and 60s, they're all getting ready with those as well.
Absolute Radio 40s, that's going to struggle to find a listenership, I suspect.
Not really. Russ was around then.
Sure.
You know, one of the original Tiller Girls. So now we've got the man ready for it. It was Big Then with Vera Lynn. Little breakfast show.
Nice.
Those two could do.
Yeah.
Our latest radio listening figures are out today. And thank you very much to everyone who's been tuning into Absolute Radio 90s and Absolute Radio 80s as well. It's had a fantastic set of numbers. Thank you very much. And people who've been telling their friends to tune into this show as well, because somehow we've had a rise in numbers. Even the boss, when he rang me yesterday, seemed a little bit incredulous. That's the only way I can describe the phone call.
It's not just a little rise.
Yeah,
you've had a positive spike.
Yeah, there's a positive spike, but you know when someone goes...
Since I started hosting the show, pretty much.
It has been in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can look back on is today's back in 12 months ago he was doing it.
Yeah. I'm bookending the rise there for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. But thanks everyone who's been tuning in, and also our guests as well.
Sure.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay.
As soon as the good ones. You know,
okay. Yeah,
like
yeah.
All right. So now Richie's still very upset. Have you noticed how he's sweating at the moment?
Yeah.
He's running around this morning.
It's not been a great morning, has it?
No. And the main reason is Richie upset is because we had a text from Greggs, who were across the road here. Richie, obviously a loyal customer. You're in there every day after the show.
That's right, yeah.
And what was the text again?
From Helen and Debs, we are at Greggs over the road. What cake would David like when he comes out?
Yeah.
So you've not never had any offer from them?
Never, and I've been here for just over 2 years now.
Yeah. Here's a little experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Helen and Debs?
Helen and Debs, yeah.
Good morning, Helen and Debs. You're obviously listening to us right now, getting ready, getting everything ready for another hard day's work, offering fine goods from, of course, Greggs. Mm. Now, Richie, if you stand up from that window, you'll be able to see Greggs, yeah?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Is it open yet?
The doors are open. Okay. Lights are on.
If you could flash your lights 3 times to signify that Richie can have a free cake as well, please can we have a happier producer, because he is quite miserable. So if you can turn your lights on and off 3 times now, and that would mean that Richie's going to have a free cake.
Right, either they are very busy with a tray of yum-yums at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Or...
Nothing.
No.
Sorry, Rich.
Yep.
It would appear that offer is just for DT. Okay, coming up next, then, we're going to chat about who gave you the chat. David Beckham tried to have the chat, apparently, with his eldest child about the birds and the bees. We want to know who gave you the chat. Was it mum or dad, an elder brother or sister? We'll find out who did it with David next. Of course, that's to see if he does actually know. It's just coming up for 22A. Here's Maggie with the travel.